We had to fire her. We had no other choice. She flagrantly flouted our authority. I mean, we have these giveaways. They're not worth anything, but they keep the passengers happy. Things like paper napkins, motion discomfort receptacles, salted peanuts. If they're not used up at the end of the flight, we generally throw them in the garbage can. However, one errant stewardess decided to deprive us of that option, and in blatant disregard of company regulations, she swiped the said items before we had a chance to chuck them in the bin. Well, she was caught red-handed by a Singaporean robot, so we had to terminate her contract. Now, the fact that she was a senior member of the Flight Attendants Union is sheer coincidence. Furthermore, we felt we had to make a stand. After all, there are moral questions to be considered. So, as the dark spectre of 1997 looms like a bird of ill omen over this fair colony, let it be said that we, at least, are still doing our bit for Queen and country, and upholding the very principles on which our great empire was founded. Exploitation of labour, military-style discipline, and sheer British stiff upper lip arrogance and bloody-mindedness. In layman's terms, and in language that the average stewardess can understand, that means work hard, do as you're damn well told, and last but not least, keep your hands off our nuts.